deadly attacks this week in Iraq raise fears of Al-Qaeda. A summer Native American ministry reaches historic proportion, and we'll get an update from MNN's Greg Yoder in Russia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Although no one has laid claim to the bloodiest day this year for Iraq, the attacks this week bore the hallmark of Al-Qaeda. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the group behind the Monday assault was sending a message.
When you talk about more than 40 attacks coordinated all across the entire country, you're talking about we're still here and we can make a lot of trouble. I think the other message that it's sending is you should be very afraid.
As U.S. troops draw down and leave Iraq, the Christians left feel unprotected and exposed. There's only a remnant church left in Iraq, and those remaining are active in living the gospel. Voice of the Martyrs helps to resource them as they become the hands and feet of Christ.
How do we live out the gospel? How do we share our faith with the people around us when there's so much danger and so much threat? Simply living out the Christian faith.
Pray boldness and safety over the remnant.
We can pray for the salvation of the attackers, the troublemakers, the people in Iraq to come to know Christ in a personal way.
Meanwhile, this summer could be the start to reversing a 500-year trend. Evangelist Ron Hutchcraft says despite five centuries of Christian missions,
it is not a real common thing for Native Americans to come to Christ, and it is largely almost unheard of on many reservations to have a young person come to Christ. So when we talk about over 700 Native American young people giving their hearts to Christ, we're probably talking about something of historic proportion.
And that's precisely what happened this summer. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries On Eagle's Wings program reached an unprecedented 720 of the most abused and hurting young people on the continent this summer. A passionate group of 60 Native youth pursued people relentlessly on 10 reservations, telling their own stories of drugs, abuse, and Christ's plan for them, and then watched life after life change. The passion for people and the spread of the gospel in this generation could mean significant change.
Leaders are being born. Pastors are being born. Evangelists are being born. And perhaps this is the beginning of a new day dawning where perhaps we can begin to reverse a 500-year tragedy.
Pray for this movement, the follow-up to come, and for protection for these new followers. You're listening to Mission Network News. 30 Mission Network News listeners are in Russia this week, traveling with Orphan Outreach. Greg Yoder's with them and files this report.
Ruth, we've had lots of surprises this week. Forgotten passports being delivered in Chicago in time to travel to Russia. Orphanages being combined at camps to double ministry potential. And Crisis Center Hospital Ministry canceled because of chickenpox. Well, despite all that, one ministry continues. Orphan Outreach funds Hannah's Hands, OO's Paula Hayes.
Hannah's Hands is a program where we hire Christian women to go into the hospital number 15 and work most specifically with the really small children, the babies and the toddlers. They need to be touched. They need eye contact. They need to be spoken to.
As they do this work, they're also able to share Christ with the caregivers. Funding is desperately needed for this program, and we'll connect you at our website. We're right in the middle of Orphan VBS programs. We have photos, video, and blog reports at our website. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Zelenogorsk, Russia.
And a projected economic growth rate of 4.5% this year has Africa's eyes on Ghana. Their unique position for explosion in the business world led Global Advance to hold Christian business training conferences there last month. 30 men and women were put through their paces through 100 hours of business training. Attendees left with high standards in business, and they hope to be ambassadors for a God who inspires such excellence and love for others. For more details, you can go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? Well, how about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip contest, and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.